Hey, Lena.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Happy weekend.
Yay. Again, we're recording on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, but that's kind of cozy.
I really like it, actually.
Yeah, it feels a little bit more relaxed and, yeah. No, I just did it. If you listened last week, you found out that I agree with myself a lot. I make a statement, and then I say, yeah, and Lena cuts them out.
Well, not all of them, but no, the majority.
Because it happens a lot. So she edits them out, but I just did it. So, good start.
I thought you were going to say yeah again. No. So, yeah.
Anyway, moving on. We like this kind of Saturday morning setup.
As you said, cozy and relaxed.
Mm-hmm. As I said.
I'm just repeating you.
So it was good that I agreed with myself. I was right.
Oh, Lordy. Where is this going?
I don't know, but good luck, listeners.
Bear with us.
Yeah. We're in kind of a... It's been silly a little bit this morning.
Yeah. Can't you share to the world what you were doing as soon as you woke up?
I was trying to fix my phone. The cat woke me up at like 4. I have to give a little backstory and try not to make it super long. The cat woke me up at 4, tried to go back to sleep, and...
The cat or you?
I tried to go back to sleep. She did not want to sleep. So, of course, I picked up my phone, telling myself, Liz, do not pick up the phone because it'll just wake you up even more. But I did, and I surfed and did some things, and then I was going to download a new Google Calendar app that had been updated. So I went and I started downloading it. It took too much time. I wasn't patient. So I clicked the home button to go back and choose another app to look at Instagram or something. And then, well, my screen froze. And I was like, oh no. I turned it off with the little sleep button on the side, whatever these are called. I don't know. You know, the one where you push it and then the screen goes black. And then I thought, well, I'll try it again. It came back on, but the screen was frozen. So then I was like, I'm just going back to sleep now. And I did. So that's good. And then I woke up and I picked up my phone to see what time it was. And my phone was totally dead, like black. And of course I didn't know if my battery had died because I have no... I don't pay attention to those kinds of things, so it could have been that. So I plugged in my phone. You woke up. I started telling you about my woes and troubles with my phone.
At this point, you were, like, moving around and, like, trying to find, like...
Yeah.
It was just a mess on your side.
Yeah, it was a mess. Then I went and got my iPad, which had 4% left. My computer was dead. I surfed on my iPad to see how to fix my phone. Anyway... Long story short, everything is fixed now. It's all working. But I worked so hard. Anyway, that was really boring and I apologize for that story. But so let me just say, before you ask me, Lena, I'm doing pretty good because everything has fixed itself. Or actually, I fixed it. Sort of. But anyway, maybe I've had too much coffee this morning. I don't know. It was a long, long week. Mm-hmm. We were just discussing that. Pretty good. Oh, actually pretty good. I had like, oh my gosh, what do you call them? Not like a, like student, what do you call it in English?
Isn't it like an evaluation kind of like how to... exactly.
I mean, to translate it directly, it would be developing conversation, which makes no sense. But in any case, since I'm a mentor / guidance counselor kind of thing to the students, I set up different times for meetings with students and their parents to discuss how they're doing and how the semester has been and
like
all the
progress
in
school.
How it's going in their courses, because I got all the information from teachers. So I had intensive 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but it was so much fun because it was just like conversations all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, really nice, but it made for a long week. And then we had our Christmas work party last night. So that was fun.
Cool.
We played some games. We ate really good food. Traditional Swedish Christmas food.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was all from Dalarna, actually, like based food.
Oh.
So it was like a specific Swedish area style food. Kind of like if you had a Southern Christmas dinner or something in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really yummy. I think there was some reindeer meat and stuff, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I went all out in with the meat, because what else to do when it's like Christmas right. Food for in Sweden. So that was fun, and I was out late last night, and yeah, it was good.
Uh-huh.
How are you, Lena? Good Lord, I've talked a lot. Time for you to talk, Lena.
I'm doing pretty okay. Yeah. I need to cough. Excuse me. The week has been pretty long, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a little bit up and down.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know. The hard thing is that I can't pinpoint, like, the reasons all the time while I've been feeling like I've been feeling.
Yeah.
And that frustrates me because then I can't, like, fix it. But I've said, like, goodbye to my main treatment person, and I hate goodbyes. I can't deal with those good. So perhaps that was part of
I'm sure
the whole emotional roller coasters I've been on. But it was really nice. We had like coffee and sat and chatted for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. I have other like new treatment people now, so moved on with that. I am really pep about going to the States.
Mm-hmm. How many days left?
I don't know.
Well, today's Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 5 days.
5 days.
We leave in 5 days.
That is less than a week.
Yeah, it's one hand.
It is one hand. Five fingers. Yeah, I'm like so excited about it. I miss the States. I miss like family. So I'm really pepped for that. But I have had like pretty okay week.
Mm-hmm.
And today I'm feeling pretty okay.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up with a headache.
Yeah.
Though, so, but I took some American drugs.
Yeah.
So now I'm feeling better.
And I helped a little.
Yeah, you massaged me.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I get so spoiled with that.
No, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Because it seemed to be pretty intense this morning when you woke
up. It was like, it was almost a migraine, except that I wasn't, like, sensitive to light, but it was, like, hurting to blink, almost.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was weird. But anyway, I'm back on track.
Good.
I have a heart in my coffee.
You do?
Look at this.
No, I can't see it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sitting on the floor, and I'm so far away from the table.
I'm scared to, like, move it.
Okay. Sorry for the little... I think I messed it up.
Oh, no!
It's a circle now!
Oh, my gosh. It was a heart.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, it is totally a circle now.
Yeah. Okay. God, we're random today.
Oh, my gosh. That was a major side story, but I got so excited.
It's okay. It's fun when that happens.
I think that was my grandma.
Oh.
Because she had a heart marked on her hand, like freckles.
Oh, yeah.
That made like a heart shape.
Yeah.
And I love that. I used to like touch it with my finger.
Like trace it and stuff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
aww.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now I'm getting really emotional.
Yeah.
But I love to think of all side story again, but I like to think of all these small little details about my grandma. I'm missing her so much.
Yeah.
I'm still like in that phase where I'm, like, crying every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tiring. Yeah. But I hope that those crying moments, not that it's wrong to cry, but I hope that that will, like, as soon as I think of her or something reminds me of her, I hope that can turn into, like, happiness. And, I mean, I am happy in a sense when I'm remembering things, but I just don't want to cry all the time when it comes, you know.
Oh, my love, it takes time. You know, it's not been very long at
true.
All. I mean, if you think in perspective, and it takes time, like a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Those moments will come.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was totally
cool.
So we're doing pretty good, both of us, right
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to talk a little bit about today?
Well, Lena, I thought that we would look back over this past year.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that time. You start reflecting on how it's been. And I thought we could share some of our most memorable moments.
Mm.
That doesn't mean our best moments or our worst moments, but the
right.
most memorable ones. So it could be a blend of all different kinds of moments. Mm-hmm. And we haven't planned anything, so this is clearly, as you can tell if you're listening.
Oh, we have talked through some things, though.
Well, true. Just in general conversation. Yeah. And we know that we're going to talk about this. So, yeah, I just thought that we would, we would share a little bit about our year and what we've experienced and what was the most memorable.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't have to just be one thing. We're not choosing one thing, so don't stress out about that, Lena. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you want to start with something? Do you have something in mind?
Yeah, when I'm thinking back over the year, what comes to my mind first is probably the summer that, where we spent, or I spent time in the archipelago, mm-hmm. and then we went to the States for a pretty long time. Mm-hmm. And we were at the beach and we hung out with friends in New York. And your brother...
We went to see him in New Hampshire. That's where we started. Well, we went to New York first. And then we went up to New Hampshire and stayed with him for like 5 days.
And that was really cool because I had never been to
that area. I know. It was like checking off new stuff. Yeah.
That was really cool. So that comes to my mind... first, and then that we filmed a TV show.
Yeah.
That is gonna be shown in just a few months, I believe.
Yeah. It sounds like they're putting it together. The producer has emailed us a few times.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's watching some, I don't know, some TV talk version of it, or whatever, I don't know, some edited cut version. So it sounds like it's coming together, though. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. So that's exciting.
Yeah, and then that we started this podcast.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big thing. And that we have done, this is our 14th episode.
It is.
And so that is really cool. We had a break when life came in and hit us a little bit. So I'm trying to think back.
Like, I have something to add to it that I think is pretty big.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? Is that okay? Can I go now?
Yeah, I do have a, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
That we bought our apartment.
Oh my gosh.
It was back in March, so perhaps we bought our home. First time homeowners. Mm-hmm. First home buying experience ever.
Oh lordy.
Together and in Sweden. So it was a lot of firsts all at once. For both of us. An extremely intense process. But we're now homeowners and our apartment is amazing. We moved in March. Mm-hmm. So we've been here we're coming up on a year.
Yeah. And I must say that the year started off pretty tough because, we had to move out. We found out like in the pretty much last minute that we needed to move out from the apartment we were, living in back then due to the owner's, personal life. We got stressed out, and then we were like, well, it's so hard to get a place here in this town, and it's so expensive as well. Mm-hmm. But everything went smoothly, I would say.
Yeah.
And so it started off a little bit rough, and I was stopping my day treatment. Mm-hmm. They extended time a little bit because life was a little bit upside down.
Right.
But I stopped in March. Mm-hmm. But then, like... I feel like spring, what happened? Like, what did we do?
You met with some of your friends from treatment quite a bit. You guys were together a lot and spent a lot of time together because all of you kind of stopped day treatment. So you had some help and you were still able to go and get help. Like, you had a bunch of meetings, but you weren't there the whole day throughout the spring. We just kind of got used to living here, so throughout the spring. My cousin came for the spring celebration here in Uppsala.
Oh, yeah, and then we went to Paris.
We went to Paris.
Oh, my gosh, so much fun.
At the beginning of summer, so we've done some serious travel this year.
Yeah.
We've been really, really lucky with travel.
Uh-huh.
Really blessed with that. And so that's been really good.
So you are actually, when we're going to the States now for Christmas, this is your third time you're going.
Yeah.
In a period of like 7 months or something.
Yeah, and you can barely count the time I was there back in October, November. Mm-hmm. I was there for 3 days. I mean, I remember it very well, but it was really short time, mm-hmm. but I still went. I mean, yeah. and it was intense. This is my third time going to the States. And when I think back on, like, the whole year now uh-huh. that we're at the end of it, I have a word that comes to mind.
Okay.
Chaotic.
Yes.
This year has been chaotic. Mm-hmm. And I can mean that in the best of ways and the worst of ways all at the same time. It just feels like it's been chaos.
It's been a lot of challenges.
It has been. And it has been such a mix in some ways. Mm-hmm. And I celebrated last night at my Christmas party for work. That was my 1 year anniversary for mm-hmm. work, because my first time at work was at the Christmas party last year. Mm-hmm. So we all had a moment where we recognized that me and one and another person there, mm-hmm. we both started last year. And so he and I were sitting beside each other last night, and we were like, we made it, you know, we've survived 1 year. So I started a new job in the beginning of January, and then we had to move, and that was really good and really intense to go back to work, like 8 to 5,
yeah.
5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Really intense. I don't think I'm used to it yet.
So a new home, a new job,
uh-huh.
ending treatment, mm-hmm. starting some new things treatment-wise.
Right.
New friendships.
Yeah. Lots of good travel.
Yeah. And then deaths.
Mm-hmm. TV show, which was amazing.
Some sicknesses.
Uh-huh.
I feel pretty ready to wrap this year up.
Yeah. And then if we think on the world picture, I mean, like our place yeah. in the world, it's, as we all know, it's been crazy. We don't mm-hmm. even need to discuss all of the things. We all know all yeah. the things we're talking about. Yes, I agree with you, Lena. It's not like I think, oh my gosh, it's been the most horrible year ever. That's why I choose the word chaotic,
you yeah. know,
up and down. And ready to move forward and on.
Mm-hmm, totally. And I feel like even if it's been a really hard year, it has also brought me a lot of strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I have developed as a person and grown so, so much.
Yeah.
A lot of people who meet me, like, on their regular basis or see me mm-hmm. on their regular basis, they all see it. Mm-hmm. And I see and feel it as well, which is so cool. And I can't wait for, like, what to see what 2017 will bring. And
I know.
I hope that I will gain even some more energy and that I feel even more inspired and creative.
Mm-hmm.
And that we also, as we have dropped a few times, mm-hmm. Start our, like, project that we have in mind
yeah.
to do together
mm-hmm.
And see where that will take us.
Right.
We also do have some fun, like, travel plans mm-hmm. for 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps we should talk about 2017 more in another
yeah.
Podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but I think that it's always good. It's like I was telling my students this week as I was meeting them and we were kind of wrapping up this semester. I was saying it's always good to pause for just a moment and look back mm-hmm. On how things have been. What we've experienced so that we know where we are right now mm-hmm. and then we can start to look forward. I just really think it's good.
Yeah.
It's a good balance and everything. So this year has been challenging and amazing all at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just been a very interesting mix. I'm not sure mm-hmm. if I've experienced anything quite like it, before. And I feel like I have kind of, I don't know how much I've grown as a person in ways that I'm used to growing, like really deep inside me and contemplative and things like that. I feel like I have lived and done a bunch of things. Like, I've experienced a lot.
I think that you have, like, grown a lot.
Yeah?
Yes. Huh. And I think cool. also that we, as a couple,
yeah.
have grown so, so much.
Yeah, I definitely see that.
And I could see clearly when we were filming
mm-hmm.
how much we actually, like, worked together.
Yeah.
We were a major team.
We're such a good team.
Yeah.
We're such a good team. So yeah, but I still feel calm and good and quite stable. Mm-hmm. So I look forward as well to see what happens within me in the next year. I've experienced a lot this year. I don't even know how to explain it. I have more reflecting to do, I think. I'll mm-hmm. be writing some things down. So,
I want to do a little shout out because I don't think we announced this in the podcast. We just did it on Instagram.
Okay.
And that was when we had our Q&A.
Yes.
We had a little competition mm-hmm. where you all could email us questions. Mm-hmm. And then the one who were the first to email us was going to get a surprise gift.
Yes.
And we announced on Instagram uh-huh. that it was our friend Gesine uh-huh. in Germany who won. And Gesine, because we know that you're listening to this.
Yes.
We are planning such a fun gift.
Yeah.
But we also want to involve a little bit of the States in it.
Mm, because we know that you love it.
Yeah, so you're not going to get a gift sent to you before Christmas now because we're going to finish the gift in the States.
Right.
So you will receive a gift in the beginning of next year.
Yes, so it'll be a New Year's gift for you. Mm-hmm. And I know that next year is an exciting year for you. Yay! And we're excited too.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's our little message to Gesine. Mm-hmm. And we hope that everyone else celebrates.
Yeah. And thank you all for you others who emailed us
absolutely.
Too with questions. And whenever next time we have a competition, mm-hmm. we're going to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So how is our challenge going?
Our challenge is going pretty good. Mm-hmm. I think that we're working on it. In my opinion.
Yeah.
We're both doing things behind the scenes. It requires a lot of... Oh, do you mean the song one?
Well, we do have two challenges.
I keep trying to forget about the song one.
Yeah, I got a question the other day about how it's going, and I was like, we're not really working hard on it.
No.
I don't know what happened, because I really like this song.
I do, too. But then I read an article, and I don't like the song as much anymore, but I don't want to get all political with it. It's not political, actually. Ugh. But it ruined the song for me.
Oh, no.
And I don't really want to ruin it for everyone else right now. At the same time, it's something that needs to be brought up to attention. But we're not going to do it right now.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea what you're talking about. And now I got stressed out and sad.
It is sad, actually.
Oh, no! Okay, so...
The message behind the song.
Okay, so we will see what we're going to do with this song then. Because I don't want to, like, stand for something. I mean, not because I would sing it.
No,
standing
over it,
but whatever.
Yeah.
But the other challenge, we're still working on it, and
yeah.
hopefully we will release everything in the beginning of next year.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That is exciting.
It is so exciting. It is so exciting.
Living such a cliffhanger.
I know, but it's going to be so fun and so worth it, and yay! Mm-hmm. Really exciting. There was something I was going to say, and I completely forgot what it was. So now I'm doing your instead of agreeing with myself.
Yeah, because you don't have anything to agree with right now.
No, because I totally dropped what I was going to say. Well, anyway.
Was it about the song?
No, it was something that I was going to say to all of you listeners out there, but I don't know. But I do want to thank you all for listening, and
yeah.
we love hearing that you're listening to us, and, you know, when we get a little message like, oh, I've listened to your podcast all day long, or I cleaned and listened to your podcast, things like that. That is just so much fun.
Yeah, or kept me company in the car
yeah.
while I was driving.
So nice.
Yeah.
So keep those, keep letting us know, because then we feel even closer to you. So,
yeah, and next week.
Yes.
There is a special episode because it is Christmas.
It is.
And we're going to be in the States. Mm-hmm. So we are going to record in the States.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to bring this big microphone with us.
Right.
So we're going to record with our phones and try to figure it out. So hopefully it will turn out okay.
Yeah.
But we are going to put something out there at
we
least. But it will be on a different location.
Yeah. Liz and Lena podcast on location.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. So it's 1 week till Christmas Eve now.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish you a very great and calm, or however you choose, for it to be week up until last week, up until Christmas Eve and Christmas, until your celebrations for the holiday season, or Hanukkah if you're celebrating it now, Kwanzaa when it comes on the 26th, I think is when it starts, or whatever, in whatever way you're celebrating. The winter solstice comes up this week as well, for all you pagans out there. So, yeah, I did it. Perfect way to end. I started with agreeing with myself, end with agreeing with myself. Lena, you awesome. Say goodbye to everyone. Okay. Take this away from me.
But I just want to share some love that we love you. Mm-hmm. And hope you will have a good weekend and week. Bye.
Bye.